Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of October 14th, 2024. In mid-May of this year, school districts across the state received the final state school fund reconciliation for the 2022-23 school year and revised assumptions for the 2023-24 school year. For context, and to simplify a system that is quite complex, public schools in Oregon build their budgets on two primary things. One, revenue, money they project to receive from the Oregon Department of Education for the average daily membership, or ADM, of enrolled students, as well as a variety of other calculations that take into account teacher experience, students requiring additional services, transportation reimbursement, timber funds, local property tax collections, and so on. Two, expenditures. Money they expect to spend on staffing, benefits, supplies, utilities, administration, service provision, etc. ODE adjusts the ADM calculation multiple times each year as actual information is received from each of Oregon's 197 school districts, with a final reconciliation completed the May following the completion of any given school year. What HSD learned with the most recent reconciliation was that, due to a decline in enrollment and revisions to the ADM allocation, we received a negative state school fund adjustment for the 2022-23 school year of more than $4 million, as well as revised assumptions for the 2023-24 school year of nearly $3 million. After running the June payroll, which is when approximately 25% of the district's expenditures are made each year, it also became clear that expenditures in 2023-24 were higher than anticipated in some areas, due in large part to factors outside of our control and the unknown impact of new legislation and associated costs. Because school districts are required to have a balanced budget each year, this burden was shifted to the 2024-25 school year. The full impact of these prior year revenue and expenditure changes on the 2024-25 budget was not clear until after September payroll was completed and October 1 enrollment numbers were in. We now know that HSD is facing a shortfall of $9.5 million this school year. Administration has come up with a list of strategies for closing the budget gap in ways that do not directly affect students. However, there are some unknowns as we are still in the midst of bargaining with our licensed and classified employee unions. Aside from our diligence in managing the budget shortfall we are experiencing this year, a very important task for us is to advocate the legislature for stable and adequate K-12 school funding in the 2025-27 biennium, a reduction in carve-outs from the state school fund, and a correction to and avoidance of new unfunded mandates. Visit our website to learn more. Our featured students are our 2024-25 student representatives to the school board: Gwen Condor, junior at Century High School, Cal Sybil, senior at Liberty High School, and Abraham Staffa, junior at Hillsborough Online Academy. They were sworn in at the board's regular session meeting on Tuesday, September 24th. Student representatives are non-voting members of the board and serve in an advisory capacity, providing an invaluable experience to both the students and board members. The opportunity to serve as a student representative rotates between our high schools each year. Next year, students from Glencoe, Hill High, and Oak Street campus can apply. Learn more on the Get Involved page of our website. International Shakeout Day takes place on Thursday, October 17th at 10:17 a.m. This is a day where millions of people worldwide will participate in drills to practice their response and evaluate their preparedness for a major earthquake. Learn more at shakeout.org/Oregon. As the digital landscape continues to expand, the importance of fostering responsible and ethical online behavior becomes increasingly evident. In light of this, schools across the nation are actively participating in Digital Citizenship Week, which takes place from October 14th to 18th. This special week serves as a reminder of the significance of digital citizenship and the role it plays in molding responsible, respectful, and empathetic online citizens. National School Lunch Week is October 14th through 18th with a theme of School Lunch Pirates, Find Your Treasure. School Lunch Week highlights the importance of a healthy school lunch in a child's life and the impact it has both in and out of the classroom. HSD is thrilled to be able to provide meals free of charge to all students. Check out our menu at linkconnect.com. Celebrate Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month with HSD on Tuesday, October 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at South Meadows Middle School. This family-friendly event will feature mariachi and ballet folklorico performances, Latin American food, community resources, and much more. Superintendent Travis Ryman will hold three coffee chats this fall as an informal way to connect with HSD families and community members. Two of the chats will take place in the morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on Wednesday, October 23rd and Tuesday, October 29th. And one event, which will be presented in Spanish, will take place in the evening from 6 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 24th. Learn more on our website. Since the spring, a cross-functional team of staff members, students, and board members has been digging into the history of U.S. school calendars and looking at national and local trends in an effort to build calendars for the 2025-26 and 2026-27 school years. Committee members and school administrators have been providing background information and soliciting feedback from focus groups of staff, students, and families, and now the opportunity for input is being offered to all HSD families via an online survey. Please take a few moments to share your thoughts by Friday, October 25th. Oregon's Kid Governor is a statewide civics program for fifth graders managed by the Oregon Secretary of State's office. It offers each elementary school in Oregon the opportunity to enter one student candidate into a statewide election that other fifth graders vote in. Classes can nominate a classmate to run for office, vote in the election, or both. Learn more at or.kidgovernor.org. With school back in session, it's important to remember all the resources students can access at Hillsborough Public Library for free with a library card. There is even a special student library card that gives kindergarten through high school students access to books and online resources such as homework help and exam prep. Learn more on the city's website. Attention staff! The 4th and 5th of 7 flu and COVID shot clinics for staff members and their covered dependents ages 9 and older takes place on Monday, October 14th from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Transportation and Support Services Building, and on Thursday, October 17th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. in the Liberty High School Library. Find forms and additional clinic dates on the staff news page of our website. Please join us for one of two free PERS and 403B retirement planning seminars. The first is on Tuesday, October 22nd on Zoom. The second is on Thursday, October 24th at the district office. Each seminar will begin at 6 p.m. The workshops are open to all employees and their partners, whether they are planning to retire in the near future or are simply looking to get some questions answered. We know we have many HSD staff members who also attended HSD schools, but we don't necessarily know who all of you are. If you attended HSD schools, please take a moment to fill out the brief Google form on the staff news page of our website to let us know where you went and if you have a favorite teacher, class, or memory to share. Also, check out the Hillsborough Schools Foundation's new Alumni Connections newsletter. That's all for the week of October 14th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.